This bleaching occurs because corals can only live in a narrow temperature range. Healthy corals get their colour from microscopic algae living in their tissues. These manufacture food for the corals by photosynthesis. But when the temperature rises just 2 degrees above the normal summer maximum, the algal cells are expelled because they no longer benefit the coral. The bleaching effect is the white, chalky skeleton showing through the coral's transparent tissues. But they're not dead, not yet. They can survive in this bleached state for several weeks. If the temperature drops, the corals acquire new algae from plankton floating by. But if the warm water persists, the coral dies. Coral bleaching hadn't been seen on the Great Barrier Reef before the 1980s. Due to global warming, bleaching's now more common, and cyclones are likely to be more frequent too. And there's something even more insidious. Temperatures are rising because more and more carbon dioxide from human activity enters the atmosphere. This dissolves in seawater, turning it weakly acidic, which can stop coral growth. If they can't build their chalky skeletons, reefs will start to crumble.